For more than a decade, Arizona's congressional districts provided the state's Native American populations with a unified voting bloc, one that largely supported Democratic candidates. But the 2021 redrawing of district lines by the Arizona Redistricting Commission saw a last-minute adjustment that put a substantial number of white, Republican-leaning voters into districts previously dominated by Native American communities. The result could be the dilution of the Native American vote in districts that used to be Democratic strongholds. Evan Wyloge is a freelance investigative reporter. He wrote a deep dive into the impacts of Arizona's gerrymandering for The Guardian, and he joins us to parse out his findings. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Lauren. Good to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. So I want to begin just by outlining these changes for us. What communities are we talking about? How has the map shifted?
Yeah. So in 2011, the previous redistricting commission, they really tried to draw a district, and it was Arizona's first congressional district in the northern part of the state, that they thought might empower Native Americans to select a candidate of their choice. And the past 10 years seems to have indicated that they accomplished that. The tribal areas have voted overwhelmingly to support Democratic candidates, and those Democratic candidates, first Ann Kirkpatrick, and then later Tom O'Halloran, won with a small majority in those elections. Mm-hmm. And what happened with the 2021 redistricting has to be viewed in light of a historic U.S. Supreme Court decision from 2013 in between those two redistricting cycles, when they dismantled portions of the Voting Rights Act. What voting rights experts have said is that had that not happened, then a different kind of analysis would have been required for that congressional district, and that it in all likelihood would have demonstrated that Native Americans, along with some Hispanic voters in that district, as what's called a coalition, and that they were able to together elect candidates of their choice, and that that voting bloc combining both the Native American areas as well as the Hispanic areas in the southern part of that district, mm-hmm, would have been required to be protected by a principle called retrogression. Idea that you really... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so that's removed in this 2013 decision. What did the Redistricting Commission have to say about this change? It sounds like something they did purposefully.
Well, the commission had a considerable amount of conflict over what to do with these maps. And at the end of the process, we saw the two Republicans and the independent chairwoman vote for what we ultimately saw. And we had the two Democratic commissioners vote against the congressional map, the final version. So what we're left with is the old CD1, but without that southern portion. And instead, they have all of Yavapai County, which, as a lot of your listeners probably know, is a Republican stronghold. Mm-hmm. And it is considerably less minority composition than the area that was removed from the district. At the same time, they did keep all of the tribal areas still in that same district.
Right.
But it's just that these new, all the new estimates, the modeling into map making for redistricting purposes indicates that this district is going to be a solidly Republican district now.
What is the response from Native American communities to all of this?
Well, I've spoken with a number of leaders from different tribes and some of the organizations that speak on behalf of all the tribes in the state, and you know, they're not tremendously happy, but they also don't see recourse for what's happened, because with that change in 2013 from the Supreme Court decision in that Shelby County v. Holder case, they just don't see a way that they could pursue a lawsuit, which is normally how you would challenge a redistricting map.
Yeah. And quickly, Evan, in the last minute or so here, how is this playing out in the race right now, in candidates, what they're talking about? Are they focusing at all on Native American issues?
They're largely not. If you take a look at the several Republican candidates who have decided to run in the primary, you'll see they are talking a lot about the hot button social issues that dominate national politics these days: gun rights, abortion, the stop the steal or voting integrity issues. Some of them are even running on the idea that we should still be focused on the 2020 election and decertifying that. So what you see in these candidates is a reflection of that new Republican lean for this district.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That is Evan Wyloge, a freelance investigative reporter. The piece is in The Guardian. Evan, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.